This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A little good news on the economic front, maybe. Maybe?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Commerce Department says we're buying more stuff. Big stuff, meant to last 3 years or more. Cars, machinery, airplanes. In economist speak, it's durable goods. And the government says orders for durable stuff are up. But the headline number could be a little misleading. We called up Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, for help. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So we got pretty strong durable goods, up 3.7%. What does that tell you?
Well, that's right. In September, pretty good showing, but it's almost all civilian aircraft. You know, we just heard from Boeing that orders are good. They've raised their guidance for the year, and here we are seeing it in the data. If you dig a little bit deeper, excluding defense, excluding aircraft, orders were actually down. It's 2 out of 3 months that they're down. So what it tells us, I guess, is that Boeing's doing quite well, but capital equipment spending in the U.S. in the third quarter was weak. So even before the government shutdown, businesses being very stingy with investment.
Economic data always tells a story, and you were also watching UPS, a bellwether company, for a different story. What did it tell you?
We watched UPS and FedEx both because they're so plugged into the global economy. UPS surprised with better-than-expected earnings in the third quarter, and that's primarily on tech shipments domestically, would think probably the iPhone 5S, and then also on a strength in European orders. That's a really big deal because the recession in Europe is over, and now we're starting to see U.S. manufacturing benefit from stronger activity there.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Samsung's third quarter earnings rose 25% to record profits. The smartphone maker has sold more than 40 million Galaxy S4 phones. It's the biggest smartphone retailer in the world. But when it comes to branding, Samsung can't get out of a giant apple-shaped shadow. Sally Herships reports.
Poor Samsung. It sold twice as many smartphones as Apple. But on the list of top global brands, it's still number 8 to Apple's number 1. No matter how many smartphones it sells, will Samsung always be Pepsi to Apple's Coke?
Well, you know, being in the top 10 isn't that bad.
Pradeep Chintagunta teaches marketing at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. He says Samsung caters to our functional needs, selling refrigerators and light bulbs. Apple is focused on our emotions and aspirations.
What people would call the cool factor.
Michael Morgan, an analyst with ABI Research, says when it comes to selling complex products, brand is especially important.
I could put a chip in front of 99% of the population and say, you know, is this a good computer chip or not? Nobody can tell.
Morgan says that's where Apple has been successful. Not that Samsung hasn't done well. As it sells more phones, it rises up the ranks of big brands. It's already well ahead of Pepsi, which is ranked number 22. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Maybe you're already looking forward to the end of the day to open that IPA or lager from a microbrewery. There are more than 1,000 around the country, but Beer Central is Vermont, which has the most microbreweries per capita. John Kalish reports.
Self-confessed beer geek Damon Nazarenko sits at a pizza place in Burlington, nursing a cold one from Zero Gravity Brewery. Nazarenko is a home brewer who enjoys hoppy beer with high alcohol content, and he says there's a lot of it in Vermont.
People from all over are now hearing about these spots that were sort of sacred and sort of like in the know in Vermont, and now a lot of people are coming from out of town to get their beer.
And a lot are heading to The Alchemist in Waterbury, Vermont. The brewery makes a double IPA called Heady Topper, which is only available in cans.
We do everything we can to ensure that you have this beautiful hop experience when you open that can.
Brewer John Kimmick says the Heady Topper sells out every week. The brewery limits customers to one case each. Heady Topper is currently rated the number one beer in America on BeerAdvocate.com. Another Vermont brewery, Hill Farmstead, produces four of the beers on the website's top 50 list.
I think it's a rejection of commodity products.
Steve Parks runs the American Brewers Guild School in Middlebury, Vermont, which has a two-year wait list for classes.
I think we're past the days of bread that doesn't taste like bread, of coffee that doesn't taste like coffee, and beer is just another one of those. This is part of a sea change in our culture.
The number of microbreweries in Vermont has doubled in the last 5 years. There are now 32 craft breweries here, and several more are being planned. As the head of the Vermont Brewers Association put it, we have more than we deserve. In Vermont, I'm John Kalish for Marketplace.
Switching to non-alcoholic drinks, if you like Coca-Cola and Enter Sandman, now is your moment to book a ticket to Antarctica. In a strange marriage of branding, Metallica is partnering with Coke Zero to play a concert there in December. Technically their spring, but still, not going to be warm. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media. Say your prayers to one, don't forgive my son, to include everyone.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.